Christmas may be host to mega deals that we can drive away with happy, but February is the month we love at Roark Honda. For the first time ever, Roark Honda will offer 0% financing for up to 60 months on select vehicles.
We say, don't be a jagoff and ask which ones. Head to West Liberty Avenue and check out the options. Okay, 2020, CRVs, HRVs, and Ridgelines, as well as 21s that include a Pilot. Right? So listen to the podcast and head to Roark for all of your vehicle needs. Roark.com. Now we start the Ajaga podcast from the Steel City Craft Emporium.
According to the Oxford Dictionary, the word jagoff is defined as a noun, which means a stupid, irritating, or...
Here's how Pittsburghers define the word jagoff. When someone cuts you off on a parkway.
Jagoff!
Or someone scares the... out of you.
Yeah, jagoff.
Or it's a term of endearment.
How you been, jagoff?
This is Mark Madden.
Hi, this is Larry Richard.
This is Captain Wild Bill.
Hey, this is Kurt Angle.
Hi, this is Rocky Blyer.
Hey, it's Rick Sivak.
Hi, this is Greg Brown.
Hi, I'm Tyler Kennedy.
This is Santonio Holmes.
And this is the Jagoff Podcast.
Leave on, boy. Feel me stomp and hear me shout. Leave on, boy, and let me direct you out. Leave on, boy, feel me stomp and hear me shout. Leave on, boy, and let me direct you out.
Oh my God.
That is
effortless. That's what I said to him. Like, I could listen to you. I always thought the kazoo was like funny, but it's perfect for that song. I love it.
If you're listening to the podcast for the very first time, we ask you that you, one, go subscribe to it either on radio.com, Apple, iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're on iTunes, leave us a little bit of a message.
Only if it's nice.
A rating. Yeah. Yes.
This is also where we talk about what was on the blog. So we could not let the week go without talking about the famous Rich Fitzgerald. I mean, the stuff that's going on, like thousands and hundreds of thousands of views and stuff about him being the perfect Yinzer, like the Jeff Bridges Yinzer. So we had to get
Jeff
it on.
Daniels.
Jeff Daniels. Yeah. Sorry.
Jeff Kraft Daniels.
Well, right. For the City of Bridges. And of course, John and I on one of our walks, of course, walked past a duct tape car. I mean, you right. know, and it was in Bellevue, have to say.
If you have not seen that blog post, go back and look. Just search on the website duct tape car because it's amazing.
But, John, here's the funniest part. That's not the first time we found a duct tape car.
No, that is.
Do you remember?
Yeah, right.
I did one not too long ago. So, funny stuff.
So, we also want to remind you that our Jagging Around video series is coming back.
It's back.
Now that we can kind of get, you know, we have some technology and all this kind of stuff, but. Coming up, we're going to be talking to an astronaut, a NASA astronaut.
Yeah.
A young man from North Allegheny School District.
Yeah, that's
was
pretty
just,
cool.
Just assigned as one of the astronauts. So yeah. Pretty cool. Yeah.
So check it out now.
All right. So.
Always, and as always, as a reminder, listen to us on the Daily Dose of Happiness every day, Kel on Air at 4:55. And who's the biggest jagoff of the week on Elista in the morning on Fridays. We tell you who's the biggest jagoff. And in case you didn't know, we have a little something going on at the Steel City
Craft
Emporium.
Nice.
And we say craft because when we met with the owner, Tom Swartz, you know, we started talking to him about the great vendors that are here because we happened to trickle down because of our friends at Yin's Lids.
Yep.
And we did one of our Toyota tailgates here and we got to know the owner, Tom, and we were like, wow, this space is great because you can showcase anything, whatever your craft is. We don't really have a craft.
That's what I was just going to say.
We're not crafters at all, but we have stuff. So we were like, oh my gosh, we can put our stuff here. And that's what we did. So it's our open house and we get to invite people to come down and check it out. Not just our booth, but all of the booths. There's like 80 different vendors here.
Right. And this literally is the only place you can get the official Jagoff gear without paying shipping.
Yeah.
Because it's the only place you can go in Pittsburgh.
Well, and not only that, I mean, obviously we always want to save money, but if you're not wanting to have the shipping, but you're like that old fashioned person that wants to feel it, see it, touch it, know what it looks like in person before you make your decision, it's perfect. So I know, like Tom was telling me, that Cousin Lisa's stuff was sold this week. Boom.
Boom.
And that's the Sinbin Creation set that we've been talking about for like 3 years, where you can get repurposed hockey sticks as grill sets or pizza cutters.
Yeah.
How about that?
Exactly.
Oh, and the... Excuse me, Fathom Pub Sauce, one of your jars was sold from here.
How about that?
Boom.
See, spreading the word.
Spread
Tom Swartz,
the word.
Owner,
Tom,
creator.
We're done talking.
You're a creator because this is a creative place, but you created the Steel City
Craft
Emporium. So,
Tom, we love joking with you because if you remember one of our first conversations, you said, Rachel, I appreciate that you talk about me on Mazda Monday, but please say craft, right?
Yes, that's one big word that you missed.
I missed some details. Tell us a little bit about, you know, first of all, people need to know that it is on the 31 block of Penn Avenue. So it's going toward the Lawrenceville area, right, of the Strip District.
The upper
right
strip.
Right at the bottom of the 31st Street.
The bridge. Yeah, for sure. So tell us about when you opened, how long ago?
It was a year in October 2019.
About that. Okay. Yeah. So when you opened, what was it about this place that sort of hearkened you to get here?
Well, I was doing craft shows. This is one of mine. And the chicken is one of mine. So what I did was I got tired of doing craft shows every weekend, packing car, unpacking, everything like that. So what I did was I decided that I wanted something where people came to me instead of me going to everybody else.
Right. You reversed it.
Yes. And so I wanted to build something that crafters have a place to go and we can have something every single day and not have to worry about weekends and then just during the actual events.
Meaning
whenever
because
they do
crafters
them,
do weekends.
They only do, they only do craft shows on the weekends,
right.
And then they only have them like in the spring and the fall.
Right.
So this is all year round.
Yeah.
So the crafters can be two places at one time, right?
Yes.
They could be at a craft show this weekend, but still have their items here as people were kind of traipsing around the street.
And we do all your sales.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
You don't even have
part.
To sit here.
Yeah.
You don't have to see her. So, to
I
really,
mean, you should.
You should.
You should. At least.
Right. We should be here. We need to be
Listen,
here.
Listen, if Rachel was here every day,
you would hate
you
me.
Would have so many sales
you would
because
hate
she
me.
Would threaten people.
I do. It is the truth. There's a certain client we have that was afraid of me. We don't know if he likes our work. He's just afraid of me.
Yeah.
But no, but so literally, just to give people the description, if you're not watching but listening to the audio portion, so you literally walk through the door and you have different sections set up. So you have everything from, you know, as you said here, slate work to
we have everything
soaps,
from jewelry to
jewelry, furniture.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you name it, because
wine glasses,
crafting,
honey. Yeah, like, yeah. Yeah, wait, these, what are the peanuts that are out there, the maple peanuts or something that are out there? I gave them to my kids for Christmas.
Gone.
And they're sucked
gone.
Them right
they're
up.
Gone.
Yeah,
isn't
sucked
that great?
Right up.
You
that
didn't
was
make
so
it.
Smart. Yeah, you too late. No, but the cool part is, like, you don't know. You have different options available from what, $60 mm-hmm. a month up to?
No, we have everything from 30 to 300.
30 to 300. In fact,
and that's a month.
I have to introduce you to my friends because they actually started a new jewelry line called Snap It Up Pittsburgh.
Oh.
And they were like, we might have to leave our stuff here. So you guys have to meet and see if they would be new vendors here. But it's a little bit of everything. You can go shopping and you literally just go kiosk to kiosk. Do we call them kiosks? What
no,
do you call
they're
them?
They're booths.
Booths. Spaces.
Well, some of the country people come in and call them stalls.
That's funny. No.
Well,
but don't
yeah.
do your thing in the stall.
Right, right. No. So here's the thing is that, you know, people that come in, that listen to the podcast, that come in from out, you know, back home, and they come down to the strip because they want to buy t-shirts. They want to get a Primanti sandwich. They want to do this. But what we found is, and you seem to indicate even over the holidays, is that people walked in here looking for everything Pittsburgh, and they're so... Everything, I mean, it's not just Pittsburgh stuff, but there. If you come down here and you're looking for Pittsburgh gifts, this is the place.
Yeah.
And they're all handmade.
All handmade.
Yeah.
And everybody has a different thing, right? So, mm-hmm. like you said, it's not just, do you put forth the effort to say, okay, you know what, guys, we're a little bit heavy on wreaths. We're a little bit heavy on aprons. Let's look for this kind of thing.
Yeah, what I do is I give them ideas because I listen to people, I watch people, and I give them insight on what is good, what is selling, what's a product that they can actually make.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and I go to the different vendors and I explain that to them, the ones that can actually do that product, because if you crochet, you can't go and make a resin.
Right.
You know,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Anything
yeah.
resin.
We can't yeah. make anything. But here, now this is February.
We can make a podcast. That's
yeah.
why we're here.
Now this is February and we are going to be doing on the 13th, we're going to be doing a fundraiser here on the
13th. What are
13th,
we doing,
right?
Tom? Because we don't tell you what we're doing, so now you have to tell us. What are we doing?
I know.
On the 13th, is it all going to be all day or just in the morning?
It is going to be from 10 to 4.
Okay. Uh-huh. And that's pretty much all day.
So, yeah, we're going to have a pop-up event where outside crafters can come in, rent a booth for the day, sell their stuff. And then we're also going to do Oakmont Olive Oil. It has a booth here.
Yeah,
so they're
across
gonna
from
be,
us.
Yes.
They're our neighbors.
They moved.
We moved in, they left.
Yeah,
they're like,
stop the podcast. What the hell, Oakmont? Yeah.
Well, they went bigger.
Oh, we made them bigger. That's what happened. Okay, yeah. Cool. Well, that's good.
So they're going to be doing bread dip tasting. Yum. And then
that's like
hopefully
my favorite
a winery.
Thing.
Yeah, that's our job. And then the Zachary's Mission is going to be a benefactor.
Yeah, so we're going to try and get some other people involved and have it go on all day.
And Tom, we have to say one of our goals with working with you is that we want to be able to give back just like everybody else, right? So we want to reach out to the various organizations, the nonprofits, the places in Pittsburgh who need the help. So if you're interested, we're more than happy to give you some codes that we can work with you on fundraising opportunities where if people come in and shop, we donate a percentage to your organization. Boom.
Yeah. It's passive income at this point. Even, you know, and then on top of that, if you are a crafter and you think, well, I don't know if I could sell my stuff or not, this is the place to come. Come try it out. Like, I love the fact that you told the story of you don't have to go sit at the craft show shivering outside or sitting around in the mall.
Or just sitting there not selling anything.
Right. Just come here because
let us not sell it for you.
The foot traffic is here. And then on top of all this, don't be a jagoff and go, I'm not paying for parking down on the strip because
it's free parking.
We have our own parking lot. What?
Tom, you'll learn about me that sometimes I'm the bubble burster. I didn't let you say it. Like it's free parking. Yeah, right. Craft. It's craft and it's free parking.
She's like,
but
I
that's
won.
A perk here because some it people is. Complain about that and you have it all
as
figured
soon
out.
As you say we're in the strip, nobody wants to come.
Right.
That's why I advertise on all of our stuff everywhere it has that we have free parking.
Yeah,
so you can, totally cool. There's no reason not to come.
Right. Exactly.
Tom, where does everybody follow you on Facebook and what's the online?
It's at SteelCityCraftEmporium.com.
First of all, for the video version of this, can we bring in Keenan? Where is Keenan?
Keenan!
Because you're the topic of
this is why I'm mad, for anyone who cares, okay? So Colin, who everyone knows is synonymous with the Ajaga podcast, has a twin brother, Keenan. So if he's not nice to you, it's because it's not Colin. It's his twin brother. He doesn't know you. So he shows up and unzips his jacket, and look what we get. That. We get
Greenfield's finest podcast
shirt, okay? Now, let's be honest. When does Rachel ever wear a Jagoff t-shirt? Never. When does she ever wear a hat? Never. But the competition was on because I knew you were going to come all garbed out. So I was like, I have to wear something. And I knew John would forget. So there you go.
Yeah,
so welcome, guys.
You're not. Finest merch.
And all kidding aside, you guys have come such a long way. I love hearing, like, Keenan, for instance, a couple weeks ago was like, I love this podcast. And why not? You guys are so synonymous with Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I mean, I love it. I love what you're doing. You're everywhere. And, you know, we were both up against for the best of, but you placed. I mean, I think that's pretty damn cool.
That was like our main goal was like we wanted to place and then we like obviously we wanted to win, but like we lost to you guys. You guys been around for a little bit longer, but it was cool.
He just called us old.
Yeah.
but we're almost at 40 and then but it was still pretty sweet to like be up in like the top three. I'm like, all right, at least like we got like some recognition.
And deservingly so.
It was pretty awesome.
So talk a little bit about, because you know we like to clear this up, I don't know about you guys, but when people say, oh, I have a podcast or I'm starting a podcast, as if it's this simple thing that you go in your basement and you hit record on your phone and all of a sudden, boom, you have a podcast and a following.
People say they're starting a podcast like, oh, I want to start a bar.
It's exactly. Like, it's one of those right. And I'm sorry, we didn't even introduce them.
Oh, yeah, it's Mike and Jack. from the Greenfield Finance. Yes. Or there are two other people.
Shuley and Rosado.
Yeah.
Is somebody here?
Yeah, that's Rob.
We have fans too, so don't think, you know.
Yeah.
Rachel has
friends.
He's a fan.
No. I don't have any friends. But go ahead. People think it's easy to start a podcast. Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, the thing was when we started the podcast, the first thing people told us was like consistency. And that's like when people have asked me now, like, hey, I'm going to start a podcast. And like I've seen people try to start a podcast and like you literally have to do it every week. And like Jack found out because like Jack kind of like took over the writing the show part. And then like so every week like Jack has to say, he like sends out information, goes over, puts a show together. We talk about what it's going to be. So at least me and him can be on the same page. Like the other two kind of like – Julian Rizal, they fill in good. They do a great job. But, like, we got to make sure in every single week you got to find, you know, basically, like, a bunch of shit that's funny that we didn't talk about yet the week before.
That's right.
And yeah, our audience.
I like to see Sholi and John's natural reaction to stuff I'm going to say. You know what I mean? I don't. They're a lot less funny when they got time to think about stuff.
You're right. You know, but it's such a good point because I have your job, right? So yeah. John does all the production stuff. And as you know, it's constant on social media. You have to stay relevant,
yeah.
Or else people are like, all right, what's next?
Yeah, right.
And so coming up with the content, it's not just throwing crap out there. It's literally, there's a reason for why I'm doing this, right?
Yeah, I mean, I could, when I pick a story like for us to talk about, I could like see like where the conversation's gonna go and like where how like all right, we're gonna be able to get like a good 20 minutes out of this. And
right,
usually we start remembering stuff that we completely forgot about,
right.
You know what I mean? Stories just start organically coming out of just like the news story that week, it comes up into another story that happened
it's
to us
natural,
when we were growing
yeah.
up. Yeah,
sure.
So yeah,
but here's what I was going to say. But aren't there times where you're like, I got this. This is where this is going to go, and it doesn't.
Yeah, do you think a segment's going to run like 20 minutes, and like everyone agrees on something? You're like, what?
That's
not the way this is supposed to go.
Yes, exactly.
What has been the most surprising, controversial, semi-controversial topic that we could talk about on this podcast?
I mean, we had like something like probably like a week ago. It was like the you know, whenever the rabbi came out and said the coronavirus vaccine makes you gay.
Yeah.
I got a couple texts about that. And you know what I mean? People were like, I'm not like against the gay community. I'm against COVID. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, but we were like saying like, would we take the vaccine? I'm like, you know what I mean? Come on in, boys. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, if it's like my choice is like take the vaccine, maybe be gay or die. Like, well, you know, I can deal with being gay.
I'll be a little gay. That's no big deal.
Jack's right. A handsome guy. You know, he's not going to have much trouble like picking up dudes. He's tall. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's tall. Are you checking him out?
It's not like awkward tall.
Yeah.
It's like
well, and you know, let's lean into the subject a second because Mike, before your podcast was famous, your butt was famous on the internet,
oh, wow.
Right?
Oh,
your videos of your butt, who people thought was a girl's butt.
I don't
butt.
Even know.
Would that not be true?
That was like, I used to put my girlfriend's yoga pants on and then like, you know what I mean? And then like I would take like a little short video of my
thirst trap.
Yeah, and then like it would move up from like my calf to my ass, and then like when it would get to the top, I'd be like, you bunch of you freaking creeps.
I'd
like,
yeah.
Go follow Greenfield's Finest podcast, you know what I mean? But like I've throughout my life, like I mean, I've even have like black chicks come up to me like, damn, you got a fine ass boy. You know what I mean? If you get like a black woman giving
you
that.
Samantha Bentley tells you that.
Yeah,
yes.
That's a compliment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's like Jose Canseco telling Mark McGuire, you're a great hitter. You know what I mean?
And this ass has been around since we've been kids. He's
had,
it's been
you think my
whole
ass is big? My mom's ass is enormous.
Oh,
well,
my
wait, at some comedy show, I thought there was some discussion about how hot your
mom
is at this,
it
right?
Was
right?
His mom.
No,
yeah.
My mom's not hot. She's not attractive at all. She's like 63. She likes to drink. She likes to recreationally do cocaine. She's like she's out of her hot mom phase. She never had a. She never.
And we're like literally doing our best to be reserved right now.
Yeah,
yeah. Like John keeps agitating, right?
It's unraveling, and I don't know. I can't pull it in. Help me.
Have you ever listened to our podcast? Would you think we were doing?
Yeah.
So let's ask you this: here, if you took John and Rachel from your Jaguar podcast around to Greenfield for the day, what are the three or four or five stops we go to?
So Big Jim's would definitely be one. That's in the run.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it's a famous restaurant down in the run in Greenfield.
Sandwiches or something.
Yeah,
done,
big
right?
sandwiches.
Big.
Yeah, it's been around forever.
Is that
forever.
What you're always posting?
No.
That's the, there's another
Capizzuto's.
That's
yeah.
it. Okay.
Big Jim's is a major landmark. We could take you up to the McGee bleachers where we used to drink 40s and smoke weed. We did it on Wednesday night, actually.
Yeah.
So.
So I'm on the North Hills School Board. I'm really proud of where I am right now.
It's all medical weed, though.
Yeah. Right. All right, so we go to the bleachers. Where else, Mike?
We're going
to
take you up Hammer Field because we used to drink and do drugs up there, too.
We can tell you some baseball stories and football stories at McGee and Hammer, too.
Okay.
Is that where they had the comedy show? Is that where you guys had Colin? Chamberlain.
You did a comedy show.
We did that. That was Don McGee. Joey Wells. That was on the bleachers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the infamous bleachers you had. So you were at one of the five. I mean, we'd have to take you up to Kogo's so you could steal something. Because if you come to Greenfield, you got to steal something from Kogo's. I mean, everyone comes in Kogo's and steals something.
What's the bar up there, the craft beer bar?
We don't dare.
Oh, okay. We're all right.
Yeah, the house is all right.
Well, it's a nice place.
Yeah, but if you were trying to get true Greenfield, you want to go to Yesterday's.
Yeah.
Yesterday's, really?
Yeah.
Why is that true?
That's
Greenfield.
Where the salt of the earth is.
My mom bartends here.
Yeah, his
mom. Did he say your mom bartends?
Yeah, his mom's
she bartends here.
Yeah.
It's just an old school, nothing's ever changed neighborhood bar.
Okay. Is that a great place to watch a Penguin game, do you think?
I mean, they got cable in there. I'm sure you could watch it. They got poker machines. If you want to play the poker machines, you can go up there. But watch a Penguin game, you probably might want to trickle up the Hoffs.
That's part of the Penguin crowd.
I mean, okay.
Oh, my gosh. So as far as guests, I mean, this isn't like a hopeless hope here, but we've not been on.
Yeah. So
there's challenge issued.
Yeah. We'll definitely have you guys on.
I don't know if I could do it, guys. Yeah, I'm like an old mom. It's no fun.
It's all right. You could crack that bottle of wine, let loose a little bit. We're sponsored by Espolon Tequila. So we have literally cases of liquor at our
Talk
studio.
About that. How did you get sponsorships?
So Kevin Solomon, friend of ours, is a liquor rep, and he listened to the show, and he was like, "Hey, I want you guys to mention Espolon as much as you can."
That's awesome.
So they hopped on as a sponsor. Yeah, that's been the most surprising thing is the sponsorship that we came up with so fast, and how fast people wanted to jump on and be a part of it. So like that's been nice because this thing's actually generating a little bit of money, which is
it's
insane to me.
Yeah, but deservingly so. I mean, when you're putting time and effort into something, you deserve that kind of.
And that's what I mean, doing a podcast once a week, it's a pain in the ass. You don't want to.
Right.
There's like some Tuesday nights, I'm like, this is the last thing on earth I wanted to go do. You know what I mean? Especially in the wintertime, you're already home. Yeah. But then I get there.
And you have This Is Us to watch?
Yeah, right. You got to watch This Is Us.
Below Deck.
Yeah, I'm more of a Bravo guy. I'm below Deck.
Oh, gotcha.
But yeah, once I get there, it's a blast time. Yeah. So yeah, it's just the grind of doing it every week.
It is the grind. The grind comes from the passion, right, Mike?
Yeah, it does. And it was like when we like decided to start doing it, like I knew Jack was going to have to do it. Like I needed Jack. You know what I mean? Because Jack was like already like doing people's podcasts. Jack's hilarious. He knows everybody. Like I knew I needed Jack. Like I wasn't going to be able to do this by myself. You know what I mean? I needed like another guy like that was like that could talk. Because that way I'm not talking. Jack's kind of like. The show, as it's evolved, the show's kind of built around Jack. You know what I mean? It's like I do bring up the topics.
Makes sense.
And rightfully so.
Yeah, right. You got a voice like this. You got to use it.
And like you said, you're tall.
Our next guest has a booming voice too. This is like booming voice.
It's booming voice. Yeah. Day.
He's not as handsome as Jack.
No.
Well, we'll find out. Yeah.
And he don't got an ass like me, so he's probably just some deep voice creep.
No, but
it makes crank phone calls.
Lost Facebook.
But you're right, Mike. You know, this podcast didn't become this podcast until I had a partner who was willing to take on the workload, who was willing to take on the whole thing, the same level of passion that you have for it, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's where I was very, very lucky in the fact that, you know, that happens and you now have help. Like literally help, emotional help, physical help, everything, and someone who owns it in their heart.
I don't watch This Is Us
in their heart.
Yeah.
She does watch it. She does watch it. Why would you watch This Is Us? Because
it's the worst show ever.
Don't people cry enough in their daily life?
Yeah.
And then they get on there like you're dehydrated by the time the week's over.
It's like I mean, you go through like a traumatic event in life. Like we're dealing with something right now, and it's like my girlfriend goes through one every Tuesday night because of. And heavy set girl can't get pregnant on This Is Us. You know what I mean? I'm like, you know what I mean? Maybe if she laid off the Oreos, she'd be what? I can't say that.
Sure can. Her name's Kate.
Kate. God bless her. I hope it works out for her. But it's
heavy set was the best that could have came out of that by a million. So
I mean, I was definitely trimming the fat on that one. No pun intended.
So that's the Greenfield
That is hilarious.
Guys, seriously, I love watching where you're going. I love seeing all the stuff that you're posting, and I hope you keep it up because, seriously, we have a run for our money for next year.
And we're all Pittsburghers, so let's keep elevating.
Oh, for sure.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. You know?
The bigger we get, seriously, we root for you guys. Like, it's not like, oh, we're going to try to make, you know, it's like if someone would get they'll be like, well, what else is going on in Pittsburgh? Like, it would help everybody.
No question.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Rogan does with all his buddies.
That's right.
I mean, not that we're Joe Rogan by any means, but I mean, he brings his buddies on and then they go on each other's podcast and then they're rich off.
Yeah. Well,
on his podcast.
And in all seriousness, if you guys want to come on regularly and not say the F word or talk about Kate, you're welcome.
That's gonna be tough. But yeah, we'll give it a shot.
We see a couple bleep buttons somewhere.
We thought we were coming to a bar.
He just says that's gonna be tough. Like, I'm not really up for the challenge. That's what
I know. Guys, where does everybody find you in case they didn't hear the podcast yet?
You can find us. We're on everywhere the podcasts are available to listen to. YouTube, Facebook. We have we just started a new fan group called Friends of Greenfield's Finest Podcast. Instagram, we're on Greenfield's Finest Podcast, and YouTube, Greenfield's Finest Podcast. But anywhere that podcasts are available, just type in Greenfield's Finest Podcast. We're up to 54 episodes now.
Oh,
we've
put
out one.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
It's been
a year.
That's awesome.
The last episode was over 2 hours, which was crazy.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, it's going well.
All right, so what's our question of the day?
Question of the day. All right, so listen. So obviously we're in this craft emporium. I'm sure you guys are really shopping it up. But if you could master any other craft, what would it be?
That's a good question.
You son of a bee. You know that's our competition.
Clearly doesn't watch our part.
She's now one. She's, yeah, that's...
Our
she's up 1-0 now for people to say that's a good
you
question.
You got the best question. I usually win.
I thought we were friends, Mike. Say now, forget about it.
Dude, I would be honest. If I could do something like that, I see like dudes, they got so much like coups off doing. It would be like playing a guitar.
Okay,
dudes play guitar and then chicks just want to have sex with them. Yeah. I have a girlfriend and I love her. And I don't want to, like, start playing the guitar because I don't need that trouble in my life. But if I was single, I'd play the guitar.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind being able to. Yeah, no, I would like to sing a little bit like a John Mayer type.
That's
go a long way here.
For the same reason that Mike wants to play guitar?
Yeah, money and chicks.
You guys are awesome. We can't wait to have you on again.
You are. Finest place. We love it. We love it.
Leave on, boy, feel me stomp and hear me shout. Leave on, boy, and let me direct you out.
You know, Tom from this place
leave on,
makes fun of me
mine,
because sometimes I forget the most important word, you know, that really explains the relevance to Steel City Craft Emporium. I was leaving out the word craft.
Right.
So we want to know from, like, two of our favorite hair guys, like, what do they like about crafting? So we're with Emilio and Gino. You're used to them cutting hair, seeing how amazing my transformation was from my color and my cut. And John now gets compliments constantly. But they're not just hair guys. So we want to weigh in with them on what's the craft that they love doing, or how, do they screw up like me? You know, like I have two left hands.
Right.
Are you guys crafters?
You're talking about craft beers. I love
There you go. That's
craft
it.
Craft beers is the crafter. Best. Oh,
that's
man.
About the only thing I do
only,
well.
The only crafting I know is
same.
It's that lifting 8 ounces at a time, right?
Yeah.
It's good elbow technique.
How about you, Gino?
The 8 ounce and the 4 ounce.
Yeah.
4 ounce for one.
I used to like crafting.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Did you really? Yeah. Like popsicle sticks, felt.
That was my favorite thing to do.
Get out.
To make those little floating pop. You make those things, and then and then, you know, my wife ruined it for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
We do that sometimes. Why?
So, oh my God. Well, you know, my wife is a total A type. Everything has to be a certain way. I so much appreciate her for that because she's like the 100%er. You know, I'm like the 60%er. Or the good enougher, you know what I mean? So we were going through
like
making sort of like almost like Bible like books for our kids, you know, so we could remember them from, you know, babies to a certain age. I forget. I think it was for when they did their
communion.
Yeah, I think it was when they did the communion.
Because
okay,
yeah,
all right,
Aria,
so. You know, besides the fact
I'm living what he's saying right now.
I mean, oh my God, the trips to like Joanne Fabric, and you know, and, yeah. and that she had to have things a certain way at every single page, and then this whole thing is like, you know, like you have to go to people and you send, you have to send letters. This is a big deal. You have to send pictures to all sorts of, you know, family members and right. anybody that came across, you know, your child's life, you know, up to a certain point, you know, they all give you their stuff. And then, mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking three in a row, because I have a 19-year-old, an 18-year-old, and a 16-year-old. So it wasn't just like, you know, you do one that the one that takes like 3 months to do. And then, you know, like, yep, as me, you know, sitting there trying to support this. You know, I'm a supportive guy, right?
But you don't want cotton balls and glue and stuff laying around all the time.
Oh my God. Right? It was insane. I mean, we're talking like, you know, like I'd have to go to Joanne Fabric so many times because maybe, you know, this was missing or maybe that was missing. I mean, we did more Joanne Fabric. And to me, I don't really like that store's fine for people that are crafters. And like I said, like it would be like me saying, "Come on, honey, let's go to Home Depot." Yeah.
Got it.
This is my daughter Aria, and Santa Claus last year brought her a sewing machine, so she's been learning how to sew. Right. So
that's awesome.
Day, so
that's beautiful.
So Santa Claus that's brought her, like, you know, the spool, and but anyway, she says, "You know, Dad, there's a lot of people out there that just aren't as fortunate, you know, and." I was wondering, you know, there's, you know, the Joanne Fabrics, he was saying. You know, Mom and I, we went to Joanne Fabrics, and, you know, I have all this fabric. And I was thinking, with Valentine's Day coming, I could make masks, these little heart masks for people. And if it's okay, do you think you could see if people would want to buy them in the salon, and then I could donate all the money to a charity? And
I love
food
it.
Bank. So she decided on the food bank.
That's awesome.
They feed, you know, every dollar. So I said, you know, so the masks are $10. And, you know, obviously she's raised about, you know, she made 25 or 40 masks or something.
Okay.
And she said, I did the math. If I figured after dance, and I could probably make 3 to 4 masks every 2 days, give or take.
Oh my
on
gosh.
This hour or that.
She
know.
Knows her production
she's
schedule.
Like, she's already doing that's production. Awesome. She's got her masks. I actually have them in the car because she packaged them, and I told her that I would, you know, sell her.
Yeah, you have
to. See a little success.
Oh,
know,
heck yeah.
And so she's really excited about being able
how
to
could
donate
you not
a
be?
Couple hundred bucks
I don't,
or whatever.
I wish I had a good crafting story like that, because, like, I was a crafting dad in my life.
You
but
were.
Like,
really?
My stories are more like this. Like, I don't have any fingerprints. I'd make a good criminal because most of my fingerprints were burned off with a glue gun. Yeah. I don't have
I know that torture.
I don't have any good stories like that.
That's a good.
I don't craft. Well, my husband does it.
You know, it's funny. As far as crafting, the only crafting I really know, other than what I just shared with you, was it was Enzo, my son. You know, he's 8, and it's Legos and Nerf things.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, like, for sure.
He's like, oh, Daddy, can you help me? You know, make this. And I'm like, there's like a million parts. I forgot all about this.
Yes.
Dude, there's like a million Lego parts.
Yeah.
And you're trying to put and so I said, wait, first of all, we have to organize all of these and all the colors and stuff.
Smart.
Because like he'll make a big thing and then he'll be like, he'll take his Nerf gun and then start shooting at it or something. It's just like,
oh my gosh.
I mean, it's a total like boy, you know.
Well, and the cool part, though,
crafts, I guess there's a lot of different crafts. I mean,
exactly, and that was my segue, is that if you're at Steel City Craft Emporium, you know, you'll see there's so many different pods of different things. Some people do clay, you know, some people are doing like mask making, wine glasses. It's amazing.
Oh, right.
And a lot of Pittsburgh stuff.
I think that you know, I'm still waiting for my defining moment on what I learned from the doing 3 of those real thick, you know.
Scrapbooks or whatever.
Scrapbooks, yeah. I'm really touched by his story, and I love it because he's right. You know, it's such a happy ending to his.
Yeah,
mine.
Yours isn't.
I'm scarred. So I mean, so I'm just saying, like, you know, I'm waiting for this, and I'm like, what the heck happened to me?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you know, but
he
you
really
know,
stole your thunder, I mean, there.
Well, oh, dude, I'm sorry. You got me all excited. I'm saying I
love that there are happy endings to these type of craft, you know, stories.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that. You know, but I can tell you this. Now, I was really blessed that my wife was able to you know, not, I don't want to say torture, but to you know, for us to go through that together.
Sure,
it is. It's a memory, one that, you know, I'm, thank God, don't have to worry about ever doing again.
Right,
because this was a while back. But no, they everybody loves them now. They come over, right. And my girls, you know, they show their friends. They pull it out of the closet.
Yeah,
and it's wonderful, you know.
Surprising.
But so at least they're pulling that out, and it's not like the picture wedding book that my wife maybe spent you know, oh, a small God. Car on it, and we you know that,
you know
that we never
even
pull
even,
out
I
that
don't
I
even
that I told her
where ours is right.
I mean you know. I mean, I was like, hey, honey, you know, really, you want to spend, you know, whatever the hell what did we spent on that? I said, no one's ever going to pull.
Don't
or,
forget
or,
the CD.
We, that was yeah. the only, that was the only, it was the only,
or in your case, the cassette tape.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So no, how many years
are
you married?
25 years, right?
Is it 25?
23, something like that.
Okay, so we have to throw in the word fabulous in there. So,
Yeah, I mean, amazing. Mine is amazing.
So funny.
Yeah. No,
that's hysterical.
This,
these guys, could you not talk to them all day?
Right, and that's exactly what we knew. This would be a good segment, and we have to remind everybody, this is going to be a segment. You know how you have to get your hair done every 4, 5, 6 weeks? These guys,
three and a half.
Emilio and Julie and Gino are going to be back here every 5 to 6 weeks on the podcast with a segment. In the meantime, they also want to help you with your hair, right? So what? Why wouldn't they help somebody with Jagoff hair, right? So
oh
we're here
gosh.
To announce that today.
Yes. They are such cool guys. They're parents, they're dads, they're, you know, they're spouses, and they're going to be able to
quite
tell
frankly,
us a little
like
something.
Hanging out with them.
Yes, it's our excuse.
We're going to craft the next time with them.
But before we get to the question of the day, they are going to basically tell you through a consultation how they can tame your Jagoff hair. I mean, I know mine gets the frizzies on the bottom because Gino already slid me a little something so that I could use it for shampoo
like,
and conditioner.
Don't tell me you were here and didn't get your
but
hair
even
done.
You, aren't you glad that I made you continue to come here because
yes.
you could care less about your
as
hair.
I say all the time, I could care less about my hair for the last 25 years.
And they made you care.
And now they make my son actually compliments me on my hair.
But they can do virtual consultation.
Happy about that.
A lot of people didn't know he had it.
Well, they're
no!
happy.
Right. We're going to pose the question that you have to show us, send us a picture on social media of your Jagoff hair, and we're going to connect them. Boom.
Right. You've heard of makeovers and all those stupid things. This is Jagoff hair.
Jagoff hair.
Right.
And
ours is the best makeover thing ever with Isazu.
And we get to be on their Jagoff journey.
Oh.
Bro.
Yes. Right.
Jagoff journey.
It's like they were just at fireworks.
Yeah, guys. Listen, we can't wait that we get to talk to you over and over again every 6 weeks.
It's a little bit more than you know, talking to my wife, but that's pretty good.
But where does everybody find you? If they don't know, because they need to know, right? They need to know where to find you because you have product and your two salons in two different locations. Is it Isazu.com?
Yes, IsazuHairCare.com is a great space to go to learn about, you know, the product brands and the different things that we carry. Plus, there's a great knowledge on there. If you have any questions, you can just type in the browser up a question, and then we'll get back to you.
Love it.
We also have the virtual consultations. And then naturally, if you go to any of the market districts, and then Gino.
I mean, we're there. And you know what? You can see what Emilio looks like. Very handsome fella. You could go ahead.
Almost as cute as Gino.
Oh, yeah. So to see that.
He's a fella, too.
You guys are awesome.
And, you know,
but also
the market
salons.
Districts at John Eagle, you know,
perfect.
The salons.
We invite everybody, even if we talk to you virtually and you know, you're not able to come in, we'll at least share with you some products that you could pick up and help you, you know, recreate your salon look at home.
Well, You know, I like to think of it as, a non-threatening way for us to craft your hair for you.
Boom! Listen, and that was going to be my question of the day. If this was not your craft, what would it be? If you weren't going into the craft of hairdressing or entrepreneurship, really, what would you be doing?
I think I would be pouring a really nice glass of wine for my beautiful wife.
That was good.
Just gosh, don't want to, wait, hold on. I just don't want my wife to be mad at me about the bowl cast. What's that? If I end up in a doghouse, I needed a quick recovery. You know what I mean?
Emilio, what would your craft be?
You know, there's so many different pieces to that, but I'd have to really think about that.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Because, you know, there's so many interests that I have.
Music, craft beer.
Yeah, craft beer. Like, I think I would actually be really good at crafting drinks.
Okay.
So that's what you'll do. That's what you guys are going to do.
I enjoy that. It's that's fun. You know, obviously, one of the things I love is just hanging out.
Yeah.
And
that's a hell of a craft.
Being around people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, just
same.
Hanging out. Like, what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
Is, I live for that.
I love it. Yeah,
so much
that's
fun.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Guys, you're a blast. Every five, six weeks, you guys are going to be around here. We appreciate it.
Leave on, lover boy, you like what you see. Take one long last look, because that's the last you'll see of me.
It's like, it's not a podcast.
Leave on, boy, feel me stomping.
Like, we literally have him on every year to talk, because he's always doing something.
Yeah.
And what's really cool is every episode so far, we have had someone on who has won the best of. For City Paper.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Right. City Paper Best of Bartender, Chris Miller, otherwise known as Captain Chris from the Renegades of the Rotunda.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for having me on.
Listen,
you son
voice.
Of a bee. There's another voice. Right? So yeah. You're in competition with Jack.
I got no. I thought Fields. You were. I thought it was like everybody loves Raymond in here when I was walking around.
Why?
It sounded like the brother.
Yeah. Oh. Right? That is so funny.
I mean, I got
having you on.
I got Best Bartender because I, you know. I was out of work for 7 months. So.
Oh my gosh!
And then you can't even say captain because we weren't allowed to go to baseball game.
Yeah,
so
right.
I don't.
I know.
There goes my whole personality,
Chris. Yeah. That's my first question. What's up with the Pirates for this year? Do you have any inside scoop?
I had absolutely no idea.
All right, good talking to you, Chris.
No, and like everybody I ask, they don't know either.
Don't
know. Yeah.
Well, and I believe it.
Nobody knows anything that's going on right now. We're just kind of. Going.
We exist. Yeah. Yes. We're fluid. We're pivoting. Blah, blah, blah.
And speaking of pivoting, because we hate the word because everybody's doing it, but you pivoted during the COVID because you went online and you were like the virtual bartender.
Yes.
Yeah, I hosted That's a bar. I hosted a bar in my kitchen.
Yeah,
every night for like 3 months.
And how'd that go? Was it fun?
It was fun. It was very cathartic for everybody. You know, it's I'm a bartender, and that's my craft. I know we're talking about crafts. I can make you great cocktails, but nobody's – you don't really go to a bar for the drinks.
Right.
You go to a bar for the atmosphere and all that. And that's just what we were trying to bring back.
That was the Cheers theme song I just hummed.
It was
Did
great.
You know?
It was fantastic.
Everybody knows
you're a natural.
Your name.
But like, you know, we've been selling to-go cocktails and things like that, but the business isn't – it's not the same. It's like people needed that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's true.
I wear a lot of hats as a bartender. One of them is like therapist.
Yeah. Right. Oh, 100%. Yeah. Let everybody know, where are you a bartender?
Right now I am, I'm still with the Richard Deschamps Restaurant Group. Right now I'm currently a taco full time.
Mm-hmm.
So because I was at Butcher in the Rye, and that's, I think that's where I'm listed in City Paper.
Yes.
But Butcher's not open right now. Maybe we can get her back open this year. I just don't know. Nobody knows anything.
Yeah.
It's absolutely zero fun.
Right. Yeah.
But in the meantime, you turned around and we had a Fathom Pub Sauce kind of challenge.
Yeah, it was
a
lot of fun. A
lot of food bloggers got in there, but you got in there with a drink. So we'll talk about that
I had to bring show notes, and it's because during the time of the pandemic, I did not get COVID, but I did get Lyme disease.
Oh,
did
no.
you really?
Oh. Oh, it was awful, and I thought it was COVID positive, so I quarantined. So I had it for like a month, but nobody tells you when you get bit by a tick, it makes you stupid.
Oh,
so just like fuzzy brain all the
it
time, and
true.
And my back hurts, but it might just be because I'm fat. But
you're fine. So talk a little bit about like us putting you on the spot with the Fathom Pub Sauce. But did you liked it? I mean,
I did. I'm a big fan.
It. Yeah.
And I got free hot sauce, which was great. Yeah. I mean, that's like those are my two favorite things, free and hot sauce.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, they're for sale here at the Steel City
Craft
Emporium.
No, in all seriousness, though, so we knew that you were doing these things at home where you were opening up your kitchen, which is so cool because we've been there. We've actually done a podcast
I was gonna
from
say,
your house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, then, though, we were talking about the Pirates of the Rotunda, but here that day. But now we said, hey, we know that you're this bartender extraordinaire.
What do you think? Do you want to take a stab at the Fathom Pub Sauce?
Yeah, so I ended up putting a cocktail together, and, you know, hot sauce, we kind of go Bloody Mary.
Yes.
And I thought that was just a little too on the nose.
Yes.
So I switched it up a little bit, and I went with a Michelada. Michelada is...
You were just talking about that.
Yes, you know me and my Michelada.
It's the ultimate brunch drink.
Like, okay, tell us why, because I never heard of it.
A Michelada is the easiest way to describe it is like a beer Bloody Mary.
Right.
So it's beer, lime juice, tomato juice, and some peppers.
Okay. And what beer choice did you decide?
It's a no-brainer. It was Iron City.
Iron,
Had to go with Iron. And because it's me, I swapped out lime juice for mezcal. And if anybody out there is a tequila drinker, you're well on your way to becoming a mezcal drinker. Mezcal, it's an agave distillate like tequila, but it's very smoky, where tequila agaves are roasted before they're distilled. They basically bury the same plants in like stone pits and then throw the leaves on top and they just let it smoke. So they bury it and let it smoke. So it has a real intensely smoky flavor, like Isla scotches, like if anybody drinks those. But whenever you put all those together, and of course I had to put it in a giant mug, and that's twofold. It's one, you're probably hungover because it's a Sunday. And two, you don't want to miss the game. You can't be up making drinks all day.
Right.
So this will get you to halftime, and then you make another one.
Okay.
Yeah, but I came up with the 1 o'clock start. So it was a giant liter beer stein full of mezcal, tomato, and Iron City, and I couldn't be happier. Well, and of course, Fathom Pub Sauce.
Fathom Pub Sauce. I love it. So I love that he even named it.
Yeah, yeah.
We have to.
And if they want it, just while we're going to continue the audio here, but if they want to watch the video, it's on your Facebook page, your Instagram page.
I believe it's on your Instagram page. And I think Fathom put it on theirs.
Fathom
as well.
On theirs as well. Right.
Yeah. So it's a little. What is it? A Reels video now. I can't keep up with what they call it.
Yeah, right, Reels. Right.
These young kids.
So what is it about the tomato sauce or tomato juice or whatever that makes a good brunch drink? Because I'm not a Bloody Mary person at all.
You just need, you got to balance it out. It's the right blend of, like, especially whenever we put the hot sauce in there, it's the right blend of like savory and sweet.
Okay.
Where it's not, and whenever people think, you know, brunch drinks, you know, you can go down to Roland's. At least you used to be able to when it was legal to go to restaurants.
Right.
go see Irish and get your Bloody Mary, or everybody drinks mimosas. So it just kind of goes one of two ways. This is going to be kind of right in the middle, where you do get, you get the nice effervescence from the beer, and it's Iron City, so it's delicious. We all know this. You can play the You Tell 'Em Ray commercial over and over again in your head.
Yeah.
My favorite word is quaffable whenever we're talking about cocktails. You hear me say that at work. That's like my quaffable. Super pretentious thing.
What is quaffable?
Thing. It just means you can drink a hell of a lot of them.
All right, fair enough.
So whenever I'm trying to responsibly promote the drinks on the menu, it's a very quaffable cocktail.
Okay.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
I just, a brunch drink
quaffable.
Is...
It's just, like, how do you use that word in a sentence?
Right. Well, we just found out right now.
We'll start doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if you're just knocking back, you know, 6 or 8 Iron Cities, they're very quaffable.
Quaffable. Are you going to pick up your series and open up your kitchen and start doing some drinks again? Because you've not been doing.
I have not been doing it because I am back to work. And
but could you do them at work? Wouldn't that be awesome to kind of little...
Should we come video you? Is that what's happening?
If you want to, I mean, I'll strap a GoPro on and we'll just get real weird with it.
Depends on the placement of the GoPro.
Yeah.
Well,
oh my God.
It depends on what time we do this and what platform. This is the Jagoff OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Right. We should come in Toyota tailgate. A quaffable
we
drink.
We definitely have to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to have you guys come down.
We'll definitely do that. And we can. I have to tell you, my husband and I twice had reservations at Taco, and it's people are constantly there. So we were like,
oh, it's bananas.
We're out because it was late. Yeah, so we haven't even tried it yet. So we have to get down there and try.
Well, you just let me know when you want to come in. We'll see what we can do. Love to have you guys come
down.
That
was my shameless hope.
Chris, before we let you go do your thing, I want people to know that, you know, you're just a good dude. You'll never tell everybody that because your affiliation, what you started with Renegade and the Renegades of the Rotunda, you guys have raised money for pirate charities and for other charities. So not only do you kind of go a little crazy, get up there in the Rotunda and, you know, look a little different.
I think different is probably the kindest way that you can describe it. Sure.
But you're kid friendly. You guys are always giving coins to the kids, taking pictures, and you're raising money over the years. How long have you been doing Renegades of the Rotunda and how much money have you raised, do you think?
When did I I mean, I've been doing it a little longer than everybody else, and then I finally convinced them to come be idiots with me. And I think that was 2014?
Yeah.
At this point, I really don't remember. Okay. Everything kind of runs together. But I think it was probably 2014.
You don't have notes on that.
No. I didn't. I didn't jot that down. Thanks, guys. I asked for help, but no, here I am.
He's like, could you give me some questions?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's definitely something we miss, is just kind of interacting with everybody. And it's really cool to get to see everybody on Sundays and, you know, just run into folks. But, you know, hopefully we get to do it again.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we hosted another blood drive this year. It was in Oil City, and I wasn't invited because I was from Pittsburgh.
Oh, that's funny.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was our COVID blood drive. So
it was a closed set.
In Oil City, they didn't want people coming from Pittsburgh because the numbers were so high. So
get the hell out.
But the turnout was great. It was almost as good as last year, even though it wasn't walk-ins. We couldn't take any walk-ins for it. So that happened again. That's a big shout out to our friend Charles Jetter, the Boot, our man in Oil City. He hosts those all the time. That's through the American Red Cross. And, you know, we don't have any fundraisers planned this year. So I don't know what the heck we're going to do.
But let's do a Chris fundraiser and go yes. where you're bartending
yes,
and give some
please.
Nice tips.
Yeah,
so
go to Taco.
When are you there at Taco?
I live there.
Okay.
I live there.
We'll be there.
Our hours change all the time. It's you know, we have to pivot, and I hate that word. I hate it so much.
Fluid pivot.
Pivot is one of the things that I can't wait to never say again.
Ever.
Social distance is completely out.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah. I'm. That's what I'm most looking forward to.
Yeah, same. All right, Chris, before we let you go, question of the day. If you could master another craft, what would it be? Because obviously you've mastered two crafts right now.
Everybody is going to say play the guitar.
Yes.
Everybody's going to say play
the
guitar.
Don't say it.
So I'm not. I mean, it's low hanging. I have a guitar. I've had it for like 15 years. Yeah. I can't even tune the damn thing. I don't know how it works. I have stupid fingers.
It's okay.
Okay, so I'm not going to take that. I would like to be able to draw. I am horrible at drawing pictures. It's just like little stick men.
Yeah, same. John's good. I'm not.
But like, because I work in an industry with a lot of like really talented creative people, I'll just see them like doodling.
Yes.
And it's beautiful. Like it's these unbelievable
Effortless.
Works of art on like post-it notes with just a ballpoint pen.
Yep.
And I've always been super jealous of that.
That's nice. A good one.
So I make my little ugly stick figures. And
yeah. That's okay. You're in my league.
Perfect.
Where does everybody follow you? Follow the Renegades? Follow Taco? Whatever you want to promote.
Yeah, definitely follow Taco. It's fun at work. We have a little Instagram counter. I just figured out that every time somebody likes it, the numbers change. So I get to watch that all day. you can follow the Renegades of the Rotunda at PGH Renegades on Twitter, at Renegades of the Rotunda on Instagram. And you can follow my new cocktail exploits. I'm starting a cocktail company now. It's the Last Word. So you can follow us at The Last Word PGH on social media. Well, it's because I don't have any posts up right now.
All right, so we'll be talking to you.
That's what we'll tailgate.
Yeah, so I'm just starting like a consultation, and I've been teaching cocktail classes over Zoom, and I got to tell you, you don't really get to work from home when you're a bartender.
Right. Oh, this will continue.
Yeah, there are cocktail consultations coming up.
Yeah, so we're doing that. So events and all, whenever events are legal again.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be there.
Yeah, we love to do all kinds of fun stuff.
Thank you so much. We always appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
Finally hit a day when you were around. You're able to come and not working, right?
Yeah, stop asking me to do fun stuff on weekends.
Seriously.
All right, coming up, we get to talk to our musicians.
Bob and Robin.
Robin and Bob.
Boy, feel me stomp and hear me shout. Leave on, boy, and let me direct you out.
And as you know, we always love local music. And this local music this week is presented by Fusion Entertainment Pittsburgh. And Chris Murphy and Amber are totally hooking us up right now. Bob and Robin, we've been listening to the pieces of the song throughout in between each guest today. And so first of all, it's just orient us to Bob and Robin. Where are you guys from? Because the little pieces of the song are catching everybody, and we're going to hear the song at the end of the podcast. But tell us about where you guys are from, Pittsburghers, all that kind of stuff.
All right. We're Robin and Bob, and we're from Washington, about 20 miles south of the city.
Washington.
Some people do say Washington.
Yeah.
My mother still does.
We were just in Washington 2 weeks ago for Liberty Pole.
Yep.
Yep. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I know exactly where that is. Yep.
Yeah, so you guys come from a great place. Your voice is amazing, Robin. I can't even tell you. I mean, you. Chris sent us some sample things prior, like just to let us know what to expect. And I'm telling you, people, we need live music to come back where we can actually go and listen to people because exactly. It just doesn't even do the due justice.
Yes, we can't wait for that.
Yeah. What have you guys been doing to kind of stay relevant, to keep music alive, that kind of thing throughout?
Actually, wineries have kept us in business.
Okay.
We play a lot of wineries, and they're big enough that they can spread people out far enough that we can
get
there.
Yeah, that is true. Okay. So just all over wineries. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, as far as the song we're listening to, I think you said, is it from your new CD?
It was released in 2018. That's the title track from our CD.
Okay.
We just did.
Okay.
Okay. It was fantastic. What's the title?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Leave On.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Now, what got you guys involved in? What's the style of music that Leave On, the track is? What do you term that, and how did you guys get involved in that style? It's so unique.
Our influences are everywhere, so it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of a mix of everything, and it's just whatever comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we listen to every kind of music. So.
Okay.
It's funny because when we write songs, you know, he might write the lyrics and then we'll come together and, you know, write the music, or I might write the lyrics and we come together and write the music, and I may have, you know, a blues song in my head, and then when we sit down together, it becomes something completely different. It's just neat to see how, you know, collaborations can really change what you thought was going to.
That's so true.
It's going to be in the beginning.
Yeah.
Now I'm about to ask the dumbest question in the podcast.
I know what you're going to ask.
Yeah. What? Go.
You're going to say, so what comes first? Do you think about
no.
the song?
No. Oh. No, even more dumb than that. So are you guys a couple? Or are you married? Or no, you're just musician partners?
We are a musical couple. I
okay.
Say.
Yeah.
Music right. only. I'm married. I've been married for 41 years.
Okay.
We get it. I mean, it's the same, right? Like, people are like, what is your deal? And it's, I am married 20 years with kids. And, he has kids. And, yeah, but it's cool because your chemistry is fantastic that you don't know, you know, what is the deal here.
Yeah, we actually met playing on a worship team at a church. And we started playing some music and said, hey, we could probably do other kinds of music, too. And then we have a lot in common. We kind of feed off each other. We share the same passion, I would say.
Yeah, that's it. You can definitely tell.
Well, the song, and we'll hear the whole song at the end of the podcast, but the song is amazing. Or if you're watching the video, you already saw what the song, but it's amazing what the blend that you have. Now, Bob, do you sing as well at some point? Do you harmonize?
Yeah, I sing songs to give her a break. When we do a three-hour show, I'll sing a song once in a while just to give her a break.
But. Yeah.
People are there to hear her sing, not me.
Where are you performing coming up that we can put the word out for you?
Wineries in the area. If you check out our website, robinandbob.net, our full schedule's on there. Mostly wineries right now, and hopefully things will loosen up and we can return to some of the other places we play. We play a lot of bars, clubs.
Sure.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay. Well, we're going to try to get you here because there's a little something coming up, and we have to talk to you about that. So,
all right. Yeah.
We can't wait to hear you guys again. Thank you so much for coming on.
So we have the question of the day.
Question of the day. Okay. If you could master another craft, what would it be? Because your craft is obviously music, right?
Wow.
Yeah. It's a good question. I know. I find good musicians.
It's almost interesting to see if they can answer for each other.
No. John, no. That's not how it works. God. He has three sips of beer and he's taken over.
I think mine would be piano.
Oh, really?
I've never played any instrument, and I would love to learn some instrument.
Interesting. So. Wow. Okay.
I mean, I play the kazoo.
Yeah,
I mean,
you do
like
quite well.
Like a badass.
Last time I saw it, because the only time I've ever seen a kazoo played is in the St. Patrick's Day parade.
No,
so,
my dad plays the kazoo. Is that right?
And I've never heard it.
I do offer lessons. So if anybody
for real?
No, I don't really.
Oh my god!
Well, I was
going to
say we're
Robin,
doing that. We're
doing
that.
It. Yeah.
And Bob, what about you? Craft?
I would say I'd be a philosopher and give people advice.
Okay.
I like.
Yeah.
That. Yeah, I do that already.
Yeah, he does do that already.
Yeah, but I'd want to get paid. I want
to
get paid for it.
right.
Same.
Right,
enough
right.
free advice. I want to get paid.
I love it, guys. Thank you so much for coming on. And again, thanks to Fusion Entertainment.
Yeah. So while they get set up to sing their next song, we're going to say thank you to everybody.
All right,
first of all, thank you to Steel City
Craft.
Emporium, mm-hmm. and Tom Swartz, who had us come down here. And again, this is the one place you can come and get all of the Jagoff paraphernalia and Sinbin Creations and Fathom Pump Sauce right here in the booth.
Yeah,
so thank you to Tom Swartz.
Yeah, thank you so much to him. And thanks to Yin's Lids, because they're actually the ones who brought us here.
Yep.
Thanks to Mike Seidel and Jack of the Greenfield Finest Podcast. Like, I literally laugh.
Yeah.
Dude, I laugh thinking about them. So we have to have them on more often.
Right.
Thanks to Chris Miller, who is also a staple on this podcast. You will hear him once a year because he is such a good dude. His hands are in so many different things. He won Best of Bartender, and he has a lot of things on tap coming up, so definitely check him out. And thanks to Emilio and Gino, we're going to have a segment with them, and they're going to give consultations to kind of let you know what you need to do.
And, of course, thank you to our sponsor, Rorick Honda.
Christmas may be host to mega deals that we can drive away with happy, but February is the month we love at Rorick Honda. For the first time ever, Rorick Honda will offer 0% financing for up to 60 months on select vehicles.
We say don't be a jagoff and ask which ones. Head to West Liberty Avenue and check out the options. Okay, 2020 CRVs, HRVs, and Ridgelines, as well as 21s that include a Pilot. Listen to the podcast and head to Rorick.com for all of your vehicle needs. And now we have some more music.
We're going to debut a brand new song that we're currently in the process of recording. So this is called Your Love.
Sweet.
I've seen mountains, I've seen streams, clear blue skies and grass so green, but I ain't seen nothing like your love. It warms me to the bone. No, I ain't seen nothing like your love. It makes me feel I'm home. I've seen the sun, I've seen the moon, I've seen midnight, I've seen but I ain't seen nothing like your love. It warms me to the bone. No, I ain't seen nothing like your love. It makes me feel I'm home. Love transcends all space and time. You're the reason, you're the right. I've seen the rain.